Do you remember harvest time when you were a child?
Early morning start to get the horses ready, to pull the machine, to cut the corn. And the corn would be stood into little stacks in the field for up to 3 weeks to dry out. Then the horses would be used again, hitched to the wagons to haul it back to the farm.
What crops were harvested?
Wheat for your bread, oats for your porridge, and barley for the livestock. When we were cutting the corn, you went round and round the field till it got smaller and smaller and smaller, and you were left with a little patch in the middle, and the rabbits used to run out of that. And believe it or not, we used to catch rabbits quite easily. We used to just fall on them. Whoa. Rabbit pie. My mother was an artist at making rabbit pie.
What tools did you use?
I used to use a hook and a crook to cut a 6 foot wide strip round the outside of the field. A hook is a cutting tool, and a crook is for gathering it up when you've cut it. Every now and again you formed what we called a sheaf, which is a bundle of oat, wheat or barley.
What were the best and worst jobs at harvest time?
That's a difficult question to answer, that is. What is the best and the worst? The best was actually the harvest, because all the work that you'd put into it before, which would probably be 9 months of work, came to a conclusion, and harvest had actually arrived. You were thankful for what was produced. What was the worst? I would think the worst was if your cattle or your sheep broke into the harvest field just a week before it was ready to be cut.
How were the crops and vegetables stored for the winter?
The cereals, the wheat, the oat and the barley, after harvest, would be built in either into barns in the dry or into stacks outside. A thatch would be put on them to keep the rain out during the winter, and then probably middle winter or even into the spring or the next year, those stacks would be thrashed with a machine and the grain taken away from the straw.
Was there a harvest festival or a harvest supper?
Oh, that was, we always had a harvest festival, and on the 9th of October this year, I hope some of you will be coming up to Tiburton Church when we shall celebrate our harvest festival, when we give thanks for the crops that are grown to feed us all.
Can you remember any accidents in the harvest fields?
Yes. You could easily fall off a wagon load of corn. People have cut themselves with a hook or a scythe, or you could get entangled in a machine while it was at work. Or you could be trodden on or kicked by a horse.
Did you make any friends at harvest that you're friends with today?
Oh, of course we did. Of course we did. School friends of mine, they would be delighted to come into the harvest field when we were cutting the corn and chasing rabbits and things like that. We would have a whale of a time, yes.
When did you stop doing harvest by hand and starting using combine harvesters?
That is very interesting, that is. 1944, when my family was at Lower Smythe Farm, where you've been, we had a disastrous fire. And this happened in June. No harvesting had been done, But our harvesting equipment, our wagons, our reapers, were burned in the fire. The combines were just arriving in this country from America. So that year, half our harvesting was done with a combine harvester. Big improvement. You didn't have to reap the crop first. You didn't have to